It's time for another Castle Country Focus with you today. I am Dave Hokanson. I have Scotty from Alpine Home Medical that wants to talk about an event that they're having. Scotty, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. You know, the weather's kind of straightening up a little bit, I think.
Finally, we can see the sky.
That's true. Okay, so you've got a pretty interesting event coming up on the 29th, which is the last Wednesday of the month. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
All right. So Alpine Home Medical is, there's been a misconception in the past that we're just oxygen and respiratory and CPAP supplies. We're really branching out and doing more durable medical equipment and mobility. So we're having a wheelchair wash. Kind of sounds just like what it is. People show up from the community. It's a free event. Bring in their manual wheelchair, power wheelchair. We go through it, wash it, clean it up really nice, diagnose any major issues, nuts and bolts, fix those, and get you on your way, getting them just a little bit more efficient.
So it's basically a wheelchair tune-up.
Yep. So if you think about it, most people, if they have a car or any other sort of transportation, they take it in and they have somebody that fixes it. With a wheelchair, it's really tough to get the manufacturer to come down. You know, we're kind of a rural area, so it's tough to get a rep down here. So we're just looking at chairs and wanting to help out a little bit.
You know, I've heard that. I've talked to a couple of people in the past, and that's what they said, is that it's very difficult to get representatives of these companies to come down and do anything with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, this typically your tune-ups have to come from the manufacturer that you bought it from. This is just simple, no insurance is involved, no money is involved. So we get to take it in, diagnose some big issues, and if there are big issues, we can get different reps down to look at it.
Okay, and I think one of the greatest things, and possibly let's just kind of blow that out of the water too, is they don't have to have purchased it from you guys.
No, not at all. Any chair, insurance only pays for a chair typically every 5 years. So by the end of the third year, they're pretty hammered. So it can be from whenever. There's no rules, no regulations on this. So we're just looking to get into the community and help some folks out.
All right. So any manufacturer, anybody, it doesn't matter where you got it, coming up to the park on the 29th of August, and we're going to have a little bit of a wheelchair wash and fix-it clinic, because I think you kind of hit on it a little bit. A lot of people, they really rely on these chairs.
Right.
And they don't know where to take them to get them repaired, and sometimes they have a few issues in when it's time to get these things fixed.
Yeah. We run into that a ton. So there will be a couple physicians out and about that will be there to just chit-chat and hand out goodies. So we're really looking forward to this event.
All right. So once again, that is the 29th of August, which is the last Wednesday of the month. Okay. So that's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yep.
So in a couple weeks, and it's from 12 to 4, Washington Park. That's the main park. And it's going to be in the parking lot next to the basketball courts right there.
Yes. And we'll have chairs and other things that people can transfer into while they're getting their chair washed. I do have a mobility specialist that's coming down. He can help diagnose some issues and really help people, you know, just get the right avenue.
Just take advantage of this. Right. Because, yeah, and that's the other thing that maybe people are like, well, what am I going to do when you're working on my chair?
Right.
So head on up there. They'll take care of you. They'll take really good care of you. You'll be taken care of. They'll take care of your chair. They're going to wash your chair, kind of go through and diagnose it, see what's going on with it, see if anything needs to be fixed. Once again, you don't have to have purchased it from Alpine Home Medical. They will take care of you and take care of your chair. It's really important. Make sure these things are working properly and taken care of.
Right. Batteries and things, we're able to purchase those. Usually your insurance will let us purchase those for you. So if it is just an electrical issue, a battery issue, we can handle that usually the same day.
All right. And so also, you know, we're talking about wheelchairs, but you kind of said you're trying to branch out, but you're mostly dealing with, like what you were saying before, you know, oxygens and things like that. Why don't you kind of give us a little bit of a rundown of what Alpine Home Medical does.
Yeah, absolutely. So oxygen, obviously, CPAP, ASV therapy, any type of sleep apnea issues, we are able to take care of. But it goes a lot further than that. It's canes, crutches, walkers, wheelchairs, bathroom safety products, TED hose, compression stockings, really anything medical we can usually order in. We like to carry a big array of things. But the wheelchairs and the more specialty stuff, we make sure that people come down from our corporate office and that it's custom fitted to you.
All right. So once again, Alpine Home Medical Wheelchair Wash and Fix-It Clinic going on Wednesday, August 29th from 12 to 4 in Washington Park, the parking lot that's right next to the basketball courts. Now, if you have any questions, you can give them a call at 435-994-3062. Talk to Scotty. Talk to everybody down there at Alpine Home Medical. They will do everything they can to get you taken care of. Take advantage of this wheelchair clinic, though, really.
Awesome. Yeah, we really look forward to it. We want to make it an annual event. So.
All right. So, Scotty, thank you for stopping by.
Yes, thanks.
That is Alpine Home Medical and their Wheelchair Wash and Fix-It Clinic. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to CastleCountryRadio.com.